From Iowa Public Radio News, I'm Ben Kiefer. This is The Exchange. Today, in honor of Mother's Day, we look at birth choices in Iowa, the push for change in the licensing of midwives, and the resistance to that change from many in the medical community. First of all, we'll hear how having a birth with a midwife is different. I'll be joined by Cosette Boone, a certified midwife who lives and works in Des Moines, and one of her clients who gave birth at home. Then, State Representative Mary Masher, who is supporting a bill to expand the certification. Mothers, we want to hear your stories of birth, especially if it involved a midwife. Midwifery in Iowa, after this news. This is The Exchange from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, and today, in honor of the coming Mother's Day, we want to look at birth choices, the push for change in the licensing of midwives here in Iowa, and the resistance from many in the medical community. Later in the hour, I'll be joined by State Representative Mary Masher, who is supporting a bill to expand the certification beyond the nurse midwives we have today. Iowa is one of 15 states where it is illegal to practice midwifery without a nursing degree. We want to ask you to join our conversation this hour as well. Mothers, we want to hear your stories of birth, especially if it involved a midwife. What did you like about your birthing experience? What do you wish had been different? Did you deliver the baby at home? We want to hear your story. 1-866-780-9100. 1-866-780-9100. Or you can email us, theexchange@iowapublicradio.org. Joining me, first of all, we have a Des Moines-based midwife and one of her clients. Cosette Boone is an advanced registered nurse practitioner and a certified nurse midwife. She's been practicing a practicing midwife for over 20 years, joining us from the studios of Iowa Public Radio in Des Moines. Good afternoon to you, Cosette.
Good afternoon.
Also with Cosette in the studio, Brandy Casehobe.
That's right.
Is that Casehobe?
Yeah, Case Hobb.
Case Hobb. Brandy Case Hobb is with us. You are a mother of three boys who lives in Des Moines. You have given birth twice in the hospital and once at home. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Let's start off with you, Brandy. Tell us about your experience. You're now a big advocate of midwives, home birth. What about your experience has led you to this?
Birth is transformative no matter where it happens. But there were things about my first two births that left me really wanting a little bit more. And so I just started researching and reading, and I came to home birth. It was slowly, but now I wish I had come to it beforehand. It was wonderful.
What about the hospital experience disappointed you, made you feel that you wanted something more, something different specifically?
Specifically, there's just a lot of intervention. Some of it is necessary, but I think in my case, unfortunately, not all of it was. I did a lot of reading, and that really, I'm a big advocate of educating yourself about all the options. And I really felt that, you know, home birth in every scientific study comes out to be as safe, if not safer in certain circumstances, than hospital birth. And that really spoke to me in terms of, you know, what I was looking for in terms of a very normal birth experience.
Mm-hmm. Because that's, of course, what jumps to mind when someone hears about a home birth. They say, oh, my gosh, what if there were complications? And you're saying...
Right. Those are rare. They're very, very rare.
Yeah, but you don't always know when they're going to happen, do you?
You certainly don't. And that's why, you know, that was obviously something that my husband and I spoke with at length. And we asked a lot of questions. And, and I knew that Cosette and her team were not going to take any chances. And if that any risk came up during our prenatal visits or during the labor itself, we would transfer to the hospital without a second thought about it. So I felt very comfortable knowing that.
Before we turn to Cosette, what were the most important differences for you between your hospital birth and the home birth?
I would say my home birth was just beautiful. I mean, it was really enjoyable.
Tell us a little bit about that. I mean, tell us how it went. What was it? Set the scene
sure.
for us.
Sure. Yeah, it was great. I went into labor early in the morning, and instead of having to rush around and find childcare for my children and pack a bag and get to the hospital and check in and undergo all the things you do when you get to the hospital, I could walk around and fold laundry. I could eat when I wanted to. I could, you know, my husband was there to support me. I could walk. I could be whatever position I wanted to be in. And I had a labor tub, which was also very nice to have the water birth as well. So that was very relaxing, which you unfortunately can't do in the Des Moines hospitals.
So you gave birth, the baby came out under the water.
Yep, that's right.
Uh-huh. Okay,
yep, very nice.
Cosette, let me turn to you as a midwife of over 20 years in practice. What is the role of the midwife?
I've only, I've only been in practice since 2001.
Okay.
Okay. I wish I could say 20 years, but not
someday
that old yet.
It will be 20 years.
Someday
sorry
it will
for that
be.
Mistake.
That's okay. That's okay. What was your question?
Explain for those who might not know the role of the midwife.
We sort of oversee the pregnancy and the labor and the birth and then the postpartum care of the woman. So it would be it's just taking care of women through that entire time span. Mm-hmm. And at the birth, you're kind of managing everything.
But the difference between a midwife and an obstetrician is?
My specialty is in how birth was meant to be.
How birth was
without, meant to be. Just think of it that way, without using all the tools and the technology. I can't do a cesarean. I can't do, there's a lot that I focus on just how it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm getting perhaps the sense of this, that the obstetrician is more of an active manager of a birth, you as a midwife are going to only intervene if necessary. Otherwise, you let nature take its course.
That's right.
Mm. Who do your clients tend to be?
Everywhere. They come from, that's what has always amazed me. In a given room, you could ask 20 women where they come from, and a quarter of them will be from every part of Des Moines. Every religious background, every philosophical background, their one common connection is they want to experience birth in their own way.
In their own way, meaning in an atmosphere that they know, that's familiar to them?
And they want to be left alone. They want to be guided and empowered, and they don't want a lot of intervention.
Mm-hmm. And our hospitals are not accommodating to those wishes, you feel?
The way the hospitals work today, there's just so much that has to be done. I mean, there's nursing checking you, and there's doctors and nurses and techs and everything, you know, in and out. And it's hard to just be left alone, which is really what laboring women and birthing women and especially newborns need in that time period.
Mm-hmm. Is that true really of all women? Of course, I can't speak from any personal experience. I have been at all of my three children's births, witnessed them, been with my wife there. But isn't it true that women react in a whole range of different ways, and some do want a lot? Give me that intervention to help me through this birthing process, right?
Absolutely.
So it wouldn't be for everybody.
It wouldn't be for everybody. One of the things that we do that we find that women, it's not as though we don't do anything. When we embrace a woman with support, doulas and midwives and family and friends, and we're there for them, just letting them do their thing, that we do a lot, if that makes sense. It's just not a lot of medical intervention.
Mm-hmm. Have you looked into how we got to this point in Iowa, why we are only allowing nurse midwives at this point?
You know, I really haven't.
Okay. Okay. Maybe we can address that later with Mary Masher. Let's go to our phones. Diana is joining us from Ames. Good afternoon, Diana.
Oh, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
And did you had a birth? You used a midwife?
Right. I have four children, and I had three of my children at home, and I had the fourth one in the hospital. And so I was able to kind of be able to compare the experiences and thought I would share a little bit.
Yeah. What stands out for you that you want to share with our listeners?
Well, having a baby is such a personal experience. And in my case, I was very fortunate in that my grandmother was a practicing RN, and during the 50s, she delivered a lot of babies at home in the very rural area where she lived and where my mom grew up. And then my mom had one of my brothers at home. Mm-hmm. But when I had my first child, my mom and my grandmother helped me deliver that baby. So that was a very personal experience for me. Mm-hmm.
How did you make sure that the key concern, of course, should something go wrong, there aren't the facilities at home to accommodate that? How did you take care of that concern?
Well, you know, actually something did go wrong during that birth, and my placenta did not deliver on time. And so we had made pre-arrangements to go to the hospital immediately, and I was, you know, I was very close to a hospital, and, you know, just bundled up. It was January, got in the van, took the newborn baby and went to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my grandmother, with medical training, you know, was committed to the idea of packing up and going at the first sign of any trouble. So, you know, I felt pretty confident about that.
Diana, thank you for sharing that experience. Before the break, I want to go to Cosette, our midwife, our nurse midwife, and ask, you know, she did get to, when she had a complication, she did get to the hospital in time. But how do we know that if you have a home birth with a midwife that you are going to get somewhere in time? Because you could be at a home that is 45 minutes, an hour away from any adequate facilities.
I personally think I don't practice outside a 30-minute transfer zone, and that's international standard of care. Do what so you can be close to that facility. And the other premise that we go by is birth is inherently safe. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to do this as a species.
Right, inherently safe, but we have improved dramatically on the mortality connected with birth, the mother and the child, over the past generations because of modern medical technology and hospitals, haven't we?
Absolutely. In one respect, technology is amazing. But in another respect, what we have found is that the more we use that technology inappropriately, where birth is doing just fine, we end up with worse outcomes. And the United States right now, I believe, is ranked 28th. I can't quote me on the 28th, but we went from 19th to worse recently because
in what?
In maternal fetal outcomes.
Very quickly, we have to take a break.
Yes,
yeah.
Out of all industrialized countries, we're at the very top of infant mortality rate and maternal mortality rate, which is sad considering our technological advancements.
Okay, Brandy Case Hobb is a Des Moines mother of three boys. Two of them in the hospital were born in the hospital, one at home. And Cosette Boone is a practicing midwife in the Des Moines area. In honor of Mother's Day, we're talking about birth choices in Iowa and the push for change in the licensing of midwives so that not only would there be nurse midwives, but also direct entry midwives. And we'll find out what that is a little bit later. We want to hear your stories. How does your birth experience compare with today's mothers? If you'd like to share the story, maybe mothers-to-be want to call up. How do you envision your birth experience? What is most important to you? 1-866-780-9100. 1-866-780-9100. Or The Exchange at iowapublicradio.org. Back in 1 minute. In honor of Mother's Day, we're talking about birth choices in Iowa today on The Exchange. I'm Ben Kiefer, talking with Cosette Boone, a practicing midwife in the Des Moines area. Also, Brandy Case Hobb, a Des Moines mother who has experienced a home birth and is a big advocate of midwives and home birth. If you'd like to join our conversation, 1-866-780-9100. Lots of calls. Before we go to that, I want to ask Cosette, or perhaps Brandy can chime in here too. What is the difference? What does the birth difference, what does the birth experience make, difference does it make for the child later in life? Or is this all about the mother's experience at the birth?
Oh man, so much of what we do has to do with protecting the newborn's right to be connected and attached to the family after birth. In fact, I just can't speak enough to that. You can go to Primal Health Research on the internet, and there's obviously a lot of people internationally that are looking at how, from conception onward, our experiences impact us through life.
So we might not be able to quantify those, but those first few minutes, that birth, obviously a very traumatic experience for both the mother and the child. something that, marks us for life or
shapes us. I don't know that I would use the word traumatic in my world. I find birth to be incredibly empowering and peaceful and amazing. When birth is left alone and mother and baby are allowed to connect and be skin to skin afterwards without interruption, and to help facilitate that breastfeeding experience, it's just traumatic isn't where I go.
Okay. Let's go to Jason in DeWitt. Hi, Jason. Jason, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, go ahead. You're on the program. Thank you for joining us.
I thought it would be interesting as a father who has had an experience with a midwife, just give you a call and give you kind of a father's perspective. I'm a father of four, and my involvement in the birth process with each child has increased. And with our fourth child, we used a midwife, and one of the coolest things happened is the midwife really encouraged me to do the entire delivery, and she just kind of stood behind me and spotted me and just kind of talked me through the entire delivery process so that it was a really intimate intimate entering into the world for our child, but also very intimate between me and my wife. And I think just, you know, the experience of doing the entire delivery myself was so different than with my first child doing it with a doctor. And while both deliveries were in a hospital due to some medical concerns, the experience itself was just completely different as the midwife really encouraged me to do that, the entire birthing process. And it was just phenomenal, and it's made a huge impact on our life.
Jason, thank you for sharing that story. Jason, a big fan of home birth and midwives from DeWitt. Let's go to Molly in Marshalltown. Hi, Molly.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Well, thanks for being on. What's your story?
Well, my story is I live in Marshalltown, and I had used a midwife, but with my daughter, my second child, I wanted to do a home birth, and frustration that I ran into was that there was a certified midwife in Marshalltown, so I didn't have the choice to do a home birth. And that was really frustrating, and I couldn't really get a hold of any of the direct entry midwives because they can't advertise. It was very frustrating. I felt like I had this option that would have been best for me, and I didn't have that available because of our law. So.
I want to talk to Cosette about that. So currently in Iowa, you have a nursing degree, and that's why you're able to be what is called a nurse midwife, Cosette, right?
Right, that's correct.
And the other category, which Iowa does not recognize, is what?
The certified professional midwife or certified midwife. Traditional midwife, there's so many different names for,
right.
for that category. I'm sorry.
Right. But we're getting the feeling, too, from the calls here, too, you've been in the business long enough to know how much pent-up demand is there for midwives and home births out there.
Well, part of the problem is the amount of nurse midwives. We are right now at 1% of nurse midwives are working in the home setting. So in the state of Iowa, for you to be within that 30-mile transfer zone, think of how big just the state of Iowa alone is. It's hard to reach, like the woman in Marshalltown, I mean, she made a great point. There's a lot of women that cannot find a nurse or a midwife, period, mm-hmm. that's working in the home setting in their area. The demand is definitely growing. I think the awareness with Ricky Lake's show and other DVDs that are out there now, and just quite frankly, I think women are, with the medicalization of childbirth, the awareness of, hey, I need something different than this is just out there now.
Jennifer is joining us from Iowa City. Good afternoon, Jennifer. Thanks for calling.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Yes, you are a nurse, I see.
Yes, yeah, I have a bachelor's of science in nursing from Johns Hopkins, and moved here for my husband to go to graduate school.
What is your take on this?
I love midwives. I've experienced both types of birth. I had a birth in the hospital here in Iowa City, and, you know, overall my wishes were respected and such, but, you know, they wanted to give me Pitocin, and I had to say, no, let's try this first. It's more natural. And for my second child here, who's trying to take the phone away.
I hear him, yep.
I decided, you know, let's try something different, and talk to my husband, and we both researched it, and we thought, you know, this could be a good option for us. And we're fortunate here in Iowa City to have a nurse midwife who will do home birth, and it was just a really fabulous experience.
Jennifer, thank you for sharing that with us. It sounds like someone needs your attention.
She loves attention.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Jennifer, for calling from Iowa City. This is an email from Sabbath. She said, I actually had my daughter in Seattle, Washington, with a certified professional midwife in a birth center. My experience was wonderful. When I moved to Iowa, I was so disappointed that this option was not available here. I am a practicing, is it doula? And it was difficult to hear that I wouldn't be able to offer my clients here an option. I have made the decision to start my own training to become a certified nurse midwife so that I can offer home birth to the women of Iowa that want to choose it. So that's an interesting email there, too. And this is what we're going to talk about in the coming half hour when Mary Masher joins us. Cosette, do you feel that the midwifery in Iowa should be expanded, the certification, to include those who are not necessarily nurse midwives?
Yes, I do. I truly believe that we will not be able to reach the amount of women that want the home birth setting unless we do.
How do we assure the safety, which has to be the uppermost concern here? How do we train these midwives, these direct entry midwives, so that they don't endanger the life of a mother or a child?
I think that's in part what the certification is meant to do, and I'm sure Mary could speak to it a lot better than I can.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So how many babies do you help deliver every year?
You know, I have a small practice because I'm a full-time mom, too. I do about 25, maybe. 30 would be a lot for me.
30 a year would be a lot for you.
Yes, it would, due to the time-intensive commitment that we make.
So at any one time, you have mothers expecting that they're in contact with you. Do you have a beep? Well, we don't need a beeper, probably a cell phone.
Oh, and, yes, and then 24/7.
And then you're ready to go at a moment's notice.
You go flying.
You go flying. So what do you see in your future? Do you want to expand it past 30 births a year, or is it suit you fine the way it is?
You know, that keeps me very busy, along with doing gynecology and being a mom. Mm-hmm.
And how long do you typically follow up with mothers after the birth is done?
We do home visits at 24 hours, 3 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. We have them come back to the office at 6 weeks with mom and baby, and then we have them come back at 4 months. And that 4 month visit completes my package.
Okay. And if I could say something real quick on this, this was one of the best parts of choosing a home birth midwife for me, was the prenatal care and the postpartum care was above and beyond individualized and personalized, and I felt very taken care of. My prenatal visits were an hour to an hour and a half versus when I had an obstetrician for my first birth, 10 minutes. So you get a lot more care, I would say, with a midwife.
Well, I want to thank you very much, Brandy Case Hope, mm-hmm. For being with us and from our Des Moines studio. Cosette Boone, a practicing midwife, it's been great to hear your experiences. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with State Representative Mary Masher, who's supporting a bill to grant certification to those practicing midwifery in Iowa beyond the nurse midwifery term. We'll talk about what that means when we come back. We want to hear your birthing experiences. Mothers, your stories of birth, especially if it involved a midwife. 1-866-780-9100. 1-866-780-9100. Or email us, theexchange@iowapublicradio.org. Back in just a few minutes. This is The Exchange. Back with The Exchange from Iowa Public Radio News, I'm Ben Kiefer. Iowa is only one of 15 states where it is illegal to practice midwifery, being a midwife without a nursing degree. And we're talking about birth choices in the state in honor of Mother's Day, choices to have a birth at home, as well as including a midwife, the push for change in licensing of midwives, and the resistance from many in the medical community talking about that. We'd also like you to join our conversation. Mothers, we want to hear your stories of birth, especially if it involved a midwife or was at home. 1-866-780-9100, 1-866-780-9100, or The Exchange at iowapublicradio.org. Mary Masher now joining us. Mary is a state representative from Iowa City. Good afternoon to you, Mary.
Good afternoon. Glad to be here.
Now, we talked a little bit about the distinctions made to nurse midwives, one term, direct entry midwives is another term. What do you want to change about the Iowa law? Because currently, isn't it so that only nurse midwives are allowed to practice, are certified?
That is correct. What we are proposing in House File 2494 is that entry-level midwives, certified professional midwives, be allowed to practice as well. And currently in Iowa, they are not allowed to practice and are not allowed to hang up a shingle and to let people know that they're available to assist at home births. Mm-hmm. We believe that it's really important that women have choices. And while a home birth may not be what everyone wants or should have, we believe that that option should be available to the Iowa public and families who are interested in that option.
When was the bill introduced?
The bill's been introduced for the last 2 years. It's getting more momentum. Obviously, it takes 51 votes in the House and 26 votes in the Senate to be able to get anything passed through both chambers and then a governor's signature for it to become law. And so what we've been doing over those last 2 years is educating not only the public but other legislators so that they're aware of what exactly this bill would do. It sets up basically a board that would be in charge of licensing those individuals who are certified professional midwives.
What type of opposition have you run into? Because I look at the list of groups that have lobbied against this midwifery bill. I can list a few of them: the Iowa Osteopathic Medical Association, the Iowa Medical Society, the Cedar Rapids Physician Hospital Organization, the Association of Nurse Practitioners, Nurse Practitioner Society. Why all this opposition if it's clearly such a good thing?
The opposition comes from the medical community. And in every other state that has licensed entry-level midwives, that opposition has also been there.
But people protecting their own interests? You think that's what's behind it?
It's partly that. But, you know, there's a belief that the medical model is the best model. And where that may be a model that some women and families would choose, it isn't the model for all people. And many would prefer a natural birth model where they are allowed to deliver those babies at home and to have the assistance and the training of individuals there who can help them with that effort.
Our talk show team invited representatives, just wanted to mention this, representatives from half dozen clinics, hospitals, yeah, obstetric practices to join the show today to explain their position on this issue. All declined our invitation to do so. But so in their stead, maternal mortality way down from generations ago. Doesn't that tell us that having births in hospital is a good thing? And you talked about natural childbirth as desirable. And if we grant that as desirable, but above that is safety. Safe for the child, safe for the mother. Doesn't that go above natural?
You know, the safety issue is certainly a concern, and that's why we believe it's important to actually license our certified professional midwives so there is a level of expertise and education and training behind those individuals. Currently, we know that it's kind of an underground system where women choose to have individuals help them. You and I can assist at a home birth and have no training at all. Mm-hmm. But if a certified professional midwife does that, they can be actually charged and it would be a criminal offense.
Without a nursing degree.
Correct. And that makes no sense to me at all.
And in another state, they would be fine, but
exactly.
In Iowa, they are not fine.
You could go across the border into Illinois, Minnesota, Wisconsin, many other states license entry-level midwives. And these professionals are extremely well thought of. They provide good care. One of the reasons their outcomes are so good is because if a mother is having difficulty, they will refer them to a physician. They will tell them, this is a problematic birth. There are issues medically that I cannot help you with. And I believe it would be safer for you to have a physician monitoring this birth. And so the midwives are oftentimes the first ones that will refer a mother to those individuals if they feel they cannot handle that or if there are trouble signs. You can't prevent everything, but we know that there are problems oftentimes in the hospital too, and that there can be deaths and bad outcomes in those settings as well. So to say that all hospital births are perfectly safe and there's no bad outcomes is not realistic, and we know that's not true. Over 500 women have chosen to have home births in Iowa just last year alone. And it's about 1 to 5% of the population. That doesn't change in states where they allow licensure. So we know that there's a certain segment of the population who are going to choose this no matter what. They believe in it, and they believe they should have that choice.
State Representative Mary Masher of Iowa City, a Democrat, supporting a bill along with others to grant certification of those practicing entry midwives is the term.
We call them certified professional midwives.
Certified professional midwives. Let's go to Dubuque for our next caller, 1-866-780-9100. Our Dubuque caller wishes to remain anonymous. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, go ahead. What's your story?
Well, I was pregnant with our first child in 2003, and I did choose a midwife as well. We did not do a home birth, but for many of the same reasons that your other callers had mentioned, I wanted the natural experience, low intervention, and really a stronger sense of the experience for myself. We went 2 weeks overdue in our pregnancy, which our midwife thought was fine. We did go into labor on our own. I had a very, very, very long labor. And pushed for 5 hours. During that time, no one seemed to indicate that there was any problem with our son. We eventually did do a C-section because I said I wanted the doctor to come, that I was done pushing. I had no intervention, no medicine, no pain medicine. And when he was born, he was not breathing. He had been severely deprived of oxygen during our labor. He was transferred to Iowa City that evening. My husband was able to go with him, but I had to obviously stay back in Dubuque. And we had 5 days with him, and he passed away. He had just his brainstem still functioning, and that was likely to go as well, so we chose not to intervene at that time. So whereas I appreciate everyone's stories of their beautiful births, I do just want to bring to light that it is not always that way. Mm-hmm. And the tragedy of the situation, in my opinion, far outweighs the risks of allowing people with no medical training from a nurse standpoint to come in as a direct entry. I'm appalled, actually, that it's even being introduced.
So sorry to hear about your loss, but I thank you for sharing that with us as a valuable contribution to this conversation. You don't believe that there is any way that a certified professional midwife can assure us of the safety that one has with a nurse midwife?
What my bigger concern would be is the midwife that I chose was within a group of obstetricians. I had a false sense, I know now, that there was supervision of what her decisions were. I felt a stronger sense of security and safety for myself as well as my child because she was overseen. Even to admit us into the hospital, someone, an MD, had to sign that they were overseeing her decisions. I think if you go with a direct entry, you're going to take that process away even, you know, one step further. I had a perfectly healthy pregnancy. All of the prenatal visits were fine. I had no diabetes, any of those things. And yet still during the delivery is when we had the issues. I think if you're, you know, if they're looking at doing screening and stricter licensing, certainly I would be an advocate for that. But if you're also looking at who is a good candidate for that, what are the screening things and tracking what the midwives rates are. Our son was her third loss in a year, and I had no idea.
Thank you for sharing that experience with us from Dubuque, an anonymous caller. Thank you again. Mary Masher, when you hear a story like that, it must make you think what could be the outcome of a bill turning into a law that you would be behind for people in the future. Tragedies like that, even though this, by the explanation, happened in accordance with Iowa's present law.
That's what I was just going to mention, is that she had a nurse midwife who was attending, and there can be bad outcomes both with nurse midwives, with OB-GYNs. Obviously, you want to reduce the risk as much as possible, which is why I think it's critical for people to understand, if they enter into an agreement with either a nurse midwife or a direct entry-level midwife, that there could be a bad outcome. And you just need to go into that knowing what the training, what the background is. For our entry-level certified professional midwives, they have to attend at 75 prenatal exams. They have to have been assisting at least 20 births from onset to labor to delivery, 20 newborn exams, 40 postpartum exams. They undergo a 350-item, 8-hour written national board exam that is basically provided by the North American Registry of Midwives. If it was such a bad idea, there are 28 other states that allow the licensure of certified professional midwives. None of those states have gone towards revoking that, trying to revoke the law, change the law, any of that. And so to me, obviously, you need to go in with your eyes wide open. There can be bad outcomes in any of those settings. One of the concerns that also has brought us to this point is the fact that our cesarean rate in Iowa has increased so dramatically. It's 30%, which is more than 1 in 4 births, or twice the rate that the World Health Organization recommends.
But it's also reflected nationwide, is it not?
That's correct.
What's
behind
that?
But Iowa's rate is even higher than the national rate, which concerns us in light of the fact that those also can have dangerous outcomes. Whenever you're doing something surgically, you're taking away that natural birth model. And there may be reasons to do that. There also needs to be scrutinized. Why is there such an increase in that number?
What is your guess?
Why is it higher in Iowa than it is with the rest of the nation?
And what do you know so far about the increase in C-sections? Is it a completely separate thing than this trend towards midwives' home births?
I think there's a lot of issues regarding that. Some as simple as some mothers don't want to be inconvenienced and they choose to have a particular date that they want to have that baby by and go in and ask their physician to perform that C-section before or near the date that they would like to anticipate that baby being born. Some of the reasons for it are not very well substantiated or medically sound. And I think that's another issue that we need to have probably a whole separate show on, in terms of why is that rate so much higher in Iowa than the rest of the nation, and why is our nation so much higher than the rest of the world?
Less than 10 minutes remaining of this show. Perhaps that's a good idea, Representative Masher,
thanks,
to have another show looking at another aspect of this. But we're in honor of Mother's Day, we're looking at birth choices in Iowa, and Representative Mary Masher is with us. Lots of callers. Let's get to a few of those. Kelly joining us from Des Moines. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Yes, what's on your mind as you hear our discussion?
Well, it's very related to what Mary had to say about C-section rates. My nutshell is, if this bill passes, if more people are talking about more birth options for women, maybe more education would help prevent C-sections. I thought I was educated. I went in, and they said, you know, we think you're going to have a big baby. Let's induce you. I had no idea what I was doing. I let them do intervention after intervention, which, of course, led to C-section, which then affected my second birth. And then at that point, I was more educated as to what was the best way to birth my baby for me and my baby. And then at that point, it was too late. I went with a doctor, and my beliefs completely differed from their beliefs, which resulted in them admittedly saying, you know what, we have to manage your birth based on the slightest risk available. And so it led to them pretty much practicing in fear of lawsuits. They said, we want to fire you as a patient. The day that I was in labor, I got a phone call with them trying to fire me as a patient, which they can't do. When I went into the hospital in labor, they said, it's people like you that create lawsuits for us. If you wanted care like that, you should have went to a midwife.
And I understand now you're part of an advocacy group for midwives?
Yeah, friends. I'm part of the Friends of Iowa Midwives, and then I'm also part of a different group that is trying to educate women on preventing C-sections, and it's ICANN of Iowa.
Okay, thank you, Kelly, for sharing that story. Kelly from Des Moines, let's go to Monica in Iowa City. Hi, Monica. Welcome to our program.
Hi. I am calling also as a supporter of midwives and the bill for licensing direct entry midwives. And I'm also a member of Friends of Iowa Midwives. I chose to have a home birth with my son. And I really made that decision by looking at all the evidence out there and just wanted to offer just a little bit more information about the evidence about care by certified professional midwives, because that care has been studied and has been shown to really confer excellent outcomes for mothers and babies. In terms of maternal and infant health, those outcomes are equal to women, low-risk women giving birth in the hospital. So, you know, this is a health-promoting option. It's a cost-saving option. And, you know, we see no reason why women and families in Iowa should be denied that option of care.
Okay, thank you very much. Mary Masher, I wanted to ask you this before the hour gets away from us. You are a supporter of this bill. Jack Hatch of Des Moines sponsored the Senate version of the bill. Joe Bolcom sponsored a resolution in support of the changes the bill would make. All three of you represent a liberal side of the assembly. Is this a partisan issue?
You know, it's interesting because in this particular case, it is not. We have as many Republican supporters as we do Democratic supporters. We just don't have the 51 and the 26 in the House and Senate right now to be able to get the bill passed. But we will continue to work on this because we believe it is a choice issue and that women and families ought to have this choice, and we should make it as safe as possible. To allow basically to get rid of and just decriminalize makes no sense at all if we don't have any kind of standard of care in terms of what those women who are providing that service must have in terms of training. And so that's why we feel so strongly about this. We have a number of legislators who were born at home. I was amazed in our efforts to gain more support for the bill. We were talking to many of those folks, and many of them said, sure, you know, I'm in my 60s or, you know, 70s, and all of my family was born at home. And it was much more normal, much more natural. The medical model wasn't as prevalent at that time. And home birth was very, very normal. My parents were born at home. I'm sure many of those listening today would vouch for the same thing. Or many of our listeners may have been born at home themselves. And it's another choice that I think Iowans ought to have.
Tiffany asks in an email, when I was on my OB-GYN rotations in medical school, she asks, says, I had to have student malpractice insurance just to stand in the delivery room and watch a birth. What requirement do midwives have for carrying malpractice or other insurance? What legal liability do they have to both to the mother and to the child in the event of complications from the birth? Obstetricians can be sued by the children they deliver years after a complicated birth. Is this something that can also happen to midwives?
It's a great question, and it's interesting in light of the fact that only two of the states that license certified professional midwives actually require insurance, malpractice insurance. The majority do not, and most women going into those settings understand the kind of care and service that they are getting. And they go in knowing that and understanding that. It's also interesting that the women who choose home births tend not to be real litigious. They don't seem to be ones that want to file lawsuits. They go into the setting knowing what they are getting. They want that and are basically saying, we understand. You have to actually sign a statement, and the midwives who are providing this in other states, it's required. It was also required in the legislation we were promoting in terms of having the patient sign something, understanding exactly the qualifications of the midwife that they are basically taking on to help them with the delivery, and that they then understand what the qualifications of the individual are.
Less than 2 minutes left, Representative Masher. So up to this point, you say that the bill has been picking up momentum. I'm not sure. I think that's the phrase that you used. What are the key obstacles you need to overcome? How will you overcome them to change this for the status of midwife certification?
You know, it's interesting. I'm not sure we'll ever get the medical community on board. In every other state where it's been passed, they never, ever endorsed it or supported the legislation. So I think it's just a matter of getting the number of legislators that we need to be able to get it through each of the chambers and then to get it signed by the governor. Because I'm not sure the medical community will ever be on board with us on this issue.
So what is the tipping point? What is going to convince the majority of legislators that this is a needed change.
You know, each year we pick up more support, and I think it's a matter of getting to that point where we get education out there to enough of the legislators that they understand the issue, and also having people from their home areas talk to them about why they feel the need for this. And I think once we get that done, we'll have the votes we need and be able to get it passed.
By the way, are you a mother?
I am.
You are. And you wish the birthing experiences you had were different? Or?
You know, I wish I had had that option. I think back now about my birth experience, and not that it was terrible or anything, and I certainly did have my son in a hospital, but I don't know that those options were as available at that time. And I'm sure there are other women who would like to have that as a choice. At the same time, I understand the need, and I admire our medical community for what they are able to do. I also have twin grandsons who were born early, and I'm so glad that we had the university hospitals and clinics to be able to assist and help them in their entry into the world. That was definitely needed, and I understand that as well.
State Representative Mary Masher, thank you for joining us this half hour as we talk about birthing options in Iowa in honor of Mother's Day coming up on the weekend. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Exchange is produced by Catherine Perkins, Lindsay Moon, and Jeff Schmidt. Our producer assistant today was Rosalind Sixby. Technical support from Dennis Reese. Podcasting and on-demand audio available by going to iowapublicradio.org. Our theme music was composed and performed by Dan Knight. The Exchange is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.